Welcome to your daily devotional, October 23rd. Instability in calamity. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring. There's been no small debate as to what Solomon has in view by the phrase, those two. Some have seen it as meaning those who do not fear the Lord and those who do not fear the king. But it strikes me that someone who does not fear God will not fear the king either, for such a one of that mind has a problem with both accountability and authority. And so as derived from the full text of these verses, those two things that can bring ruin are instability, those given to change, and calamity. Avoidable tragedy is a consequence of sinful pride. Let us apply. Since the world began, ever since Satan was in the Garden of Eden, there has always been those with a progressive ideology rooted in humanism. Folks inspired by spiritually wicked forces seek to dethrone God. In America, the liberals have had some success with this. Prayer has been removed from schools. The Ten Commandments have been removed from public places. And certain groups seek to take down crosses from every public place. The anarchists, those given to change, have taken it to the extreme and even burned Bibles in their nightly riots in Portland. The same wish to be rid of all earthly authority from our honorable men and women in blue to the man in the White House. This lack of fear of authority has come even closer to home, as young folks have created a major public safety crisis in Providence, Rhode Island, by riding their unregistered motorized vehicles willy-nilly through the public streets. Sadly, we witnessed a calamity, a tragic accident in which a man was severely injured. We do pray that he recovers fully from his injuries. Fear of God is the backbone of a blessed society. Fearing earthly authorities is the backbone of an orderly society. Attacking the Savior of the world and destabilizing the moral fabric of our society will end in calamity. And all of this will lead to ruin. Let us heed the words of Solomon and encourage others to do the same. Let us respect and reverently fear God in heaven, for he is our judge. Let us accept his terms of salvation, come to the foot of his cross, and make peace with him. Let us respect divinely placed authorities, which are overwhelmingly benevolent in our country. May we avoid those given to change and the ruin they lead us to.